Glad to have you back to another episode of Tourism Marketing Mastery. I'm your host, Eric Hatterscheidt. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about the formula for effective copywriting.
Hey, my name is Eric Hatterscheidt, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When you're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters, and what we do matters.
All right, so in this episode, yeah, as I stated in the intro, we're going to be talking about the effective formula for copywriting. What does that mean? Well, I'll break it down into a few things. I also will let you know at this point that if you stick around to the end, I'll give you an example of an ad that I wrote using the formula that I'm going to share with you that made us somewhere in the vicinity of, I think, like 60x. Like, there was a massive return on investment with this ad. We put, I don't know, like $1,000 into it, and we made, in this case, pretty close to $60,000 back. So I'll share with you, and then we've run it again and again since then. So overall, it's probably made us a few hundred thousand, but that first time that we ran it, super effective, I'll give that to you. But more important than that, I wouldn't have been able to write that ad unless I had the formula that I'm about to give you. So once again, don't just copy what I'm doing. Listen to the evergreen strategy. Listen to what will work again and again and again. I'm trying to teach you to fish here, so pay attention to what I'm showing you. Don't just copy what I'm doing, because that is where the real power in this comes from. So let's jump into the topic for the day, which is the copywriting formula. And as part of that, it would be smart, I think, for me to actually share with you once again why copywriting is so important, so effective. Copywriting is the ability to sell through the written word. I also will mention at this point that the last episode, episode 56, really goes deep on headlines. And that is an episode that you want to listen to if you actually want to utilize copywriting for yourself. But copywriting, one of the reasons that it is so powerful is it allows you to take the power of the written word, and if you do this correctly, if you utilize it correctly, it is selling for you. It's having that sales conversation, but it's on a page that allows people to read it at scale, and that's why it's such an important thing. There are many copywriters out there that will charge $25,000 to $50,000. I'll say that again, $25,000 to $50,000 for one page. Why are they able to charge that much money for copywriting? If they're good, you'll pay that all day long. And the reason for that is because if they write one page for you for 25 grand or 50 grand, and that page makes you a million, well, that's a simple investment. The reason that these individuals are able to charge so much is because not everyone is a great copywriter. In fact, there's very few great copywriters out there. So I'm not going to make you a great copywriter. And if you do listen to the last episode on headlines, as much as I said I go deep compared to this episode, but I'm really just scratching the surface. I just want to give you the framework. I want to get you a good chunk of the way to understanding how you need to write copy in order to be effective and write something that brings those bookings in. So you're able to write an ad, you're able to write a sales page, you're able to write even an organic piece of content. How do you hook somebody's attention and get them engaged and garner interest? All of that comes through in copywriting. So in order to be effective with it, I'm going to give you a 6-part formula so you know how to do this. And once you have that 6-part formula, then that gives you the ability to incite people to take action. All right, let's jump into it, because you're probably like, okay, right on, Eric, get over the whole speech. Let's jump into the formula. Point number one on this formula is the headline. And like I said in last episode, We went deeper into headlines. That's episode 56. On this episode, I'm not going to go that deep into headlines at all. All I'm going to say is that headline, its entire job is to capture someone's attention. It is the hook. It hooks you in. And if you don't have a great headline, then you are screwed right off the bat. Because if you don't have a great headline, no one's going to read the rest of your copy and see what you've got to sell. No one reads a terrible headline and says, oh, well, that was awful. Let me see if the rest of this article is any better. No, if it's a terrible headline, they skip over it because there's a million great headlines out there that capture their attention and their curiosity. So yours has to be one of those. So the episode 56 actually talks about how do we do that? How do we capture attention and curiosity of an individual? And I give examples in that. Moving on to number two. So this is where we actually start getting into what we call the body copy. What this means in layman's terms is the actual writing part. So after the headline, you got to start writing something to incentivize someone to take an action. That's good for them, by the way. You want to incentivize someone to take an action that's going to be in their benefit. That part number two, you want to really start by describing the problem. Because the individual that you are writing to, as a rule, the thing they're most interested in is themselves. And the thing that they're going to be thinking about is the current problem or challenge that they've got on their plate. Think about that for yourself. You are constantly thinking about the problems and challenges that you've got on your plate and how to overcome them. That's generally what's on your mind most of the time. And so in order to capture someone's attention, all we need to do is match the words on the page with the thoughts that are in their head. And that sounds simple. Obviously, it's not as simple as it sounds, but a good place to start is identifying the problem that they have or the challenge that they have or the headache that they have and describe it. So start describing the problem for them. That's point number two. Point number one was headline. Point number two is describe the problem. Point number three is we want to dig deep on the problem. So in this part of your copywriting, you want to hit on their emotional nerve. And you want to really talk about what they might be feeling as a result of this problem. Some copywriters will say, this is where we twist the knife. This is where we really dig deep on that problem and we describe the pain that they're feeling, the way that they're feeling it. And then we might even go so far as to say how that pain could get worse if they allow that problem to continue. If they don't find a way of addressing that problem, what are the consequences of just leaving it? So point number three is where we dig deep into the emotional state and we delve into the consequences of not solving that problem. That gets someone into a mental and emotional state where they're really feeling the problem that they have. And they're like, oh yes, this is an absolute headache and it is something that I need to deal with. Which leads us to point number four. Point number four is where you introduce the solution. It's not necessarily where you introduce yourself. It's where you introduce the solution that they need. And in introducing the solution, you're educating that individual. You're saying, hey, there is a great solution out there for you. Even better if your solution's unorthodox and effective. Obviously, I don't want you selling something that's not effective as a solution. But if you know that you've got a great product or service, or in this case, a great experience for your guest, and people are raving about you, then you have something that people are looking for. So you can actually talk about that being a solution. Maybe people are looking for an escape from their day-to-day. Maybe they're looking for an opportunity to relax. Maybe they're looking for an opportunity to reconnect. Like there's a million things that play into tourism that individuals are looking for as a solution to a problem. So introduce your version of the solution. That's point number four. Point number five is provide the proof that you are great at providing that solution and that desired outcome. So this is where you can talk about what the experience has been for other guests or experienced users that have come through so that individuals know that they are not the first ones to try this thing out, that there's people out there that have done this and they've had a great time. If you're listening to this podcast and you happen to be starting up, and you say to yourself, well, no one's experienced this thing. My advice to you is if no one's experienced it, try and provide that experience for free to a couple of individuals just so you can get feedback on it so that you can get some validity on people that are having a great time. If they're not having a great time, then you should continue providing that for free until you can actually figure out how to have people talk about this in a positive way. So that's point number five, provide that proof. And then point number six is your call to action. And your call to action, this is where you want to be simple, but you want to be very clear with what the person needs to do next in order to book that experience. So do they need to book accommodation? Do they need to inquire on a form? Do they need to book a time? Whatever it is, you need to have that call to action be very clear to the individual so they know exactly what they're getting themselves into. So those are the 6 points. I'll give you guys some examples here at the very end of this, so stick around for the examples. But I want to lay a few ground rules when it comes to your copywriting so that you don't miss the mark, you don't miss the communication or the message. A couple of ground rules that you want to look at. When you're writing copy, you want to write from the communication standard of around a grade 3 level. And you don't do that in a way that is talking down to an individual. You don't want to be patronizing in it, but you don't want to miss your message coming across by using words that are overly complicated. And what we know in studies in marketing is that you never lose an audience by simplifying your wording and your language and simplifying your message. You don't lose audiences that way. However, you absolutely will lose audiences if you start to speak from a higher level, a higher education level. So communicating it at around a grade 3 level, you want to make sure that message comes across really clearly. Another big question that often comes up is, how long should my copywriting be? How long should my paragraphs be? The way that we want to look at this is we want to make sure that we're covering everything that we need to and nothing else. No extra fluff, no repeating ourselves, no saying the same thing in a bunch of different ways, because then individuals are going to get bored. We want to capture their interest. We want to keep them interested. And as long as we're really talking about their problem in a way that they know is real to them, we will keep them interested. What that means is you can have copywriting that is an entire book. I have actually seen entire books and the whole thing is a sales letter. So like hundreds of pages of sales letter, and people will read it because it hits so closely to their problem. On the flip side of that, I have written copy that is one paragraph because that is as much as I needed to convey my message. Generally speaking, the more expensive your thing is, the more copy you are going to need. However, for us, if we're selling vacations or tours, those start at thousands of dollars. And so as long as you're capturing their interest, I can capture that in a paragraph and then move them into a deeper conversation potentially. But as long as you're getting the point across, that's all you need. A few other ground rules for copywriting. Just let it flow. Let it come out. Let it flow. Don't worry about editing your copy as you're writing it while you're going through it. Go back and edit it after, but in the meantime, just write it out. I actually heard from a copywriter once that said they would put a piece of paper in front of their screen and just write out whatever was in their heads and intentionally typed it out in a way that they couldn't see what they were writing, just so that they weren't bogged down by grammatical rules. And while we're talking about grammatical rules, another point, you're allowed to break the rules of grammar when it comes to copy, because the most effective copy is conversational. What I mean by that is you don't want to write in long paragraphs. You don't want to write in a lot of the rules of writing that you learned in maybe school, coming up with your three conclusion points. Writing an essay, an argumentative essay, is very, very different than writing copy. So if you learn to write in high school or university, especially in university, you almost have to relearn how to communicate and write in a more conversational tone, as if you were just sitting with a friend and having a conversation with them. So what that often looks like is one sentence and then every sentence is a paragraph. One sentence, and you've got a space, and another sentence, and another sentence, and they're pretty spaced out. That also just helps from the reader's perspective, so they're not staring at one long, drawn-out paragraph. It helps break up that conversation to get them intrigued. And while we're talking about intrigued, every line that you write, the job of that line is to keep them hooked enough or curious enough to get them to read the next line. That's pretty much it. You want to keep them engaged, and every line, the point or the job of that line is to keep them engaged enough to want to read the next line until they get to the very end and there's a call to action. A few other ground rules that we want to put in here, and I'm probably going to forget some. I'm going off the top of my head here. Scarcity and urgency. This, I can't overstate this enough. Those two things are extremely effective when it comes to selling anything. Scarcity and urgency. So talking about there being a limited number of spots and that there has to be a time that they book by, which in tourism, those things come naturally. So use them, use those elements in your copy. And again, I'll give you examples at the end. Another thing is when it comes to the call to actions at the end, that step number six, that call to action, sometimes people get a little bit hung up because they don't know what's going to happen next. So sometimes in that call to action, I will lay out step by step for them what they are going to have to do once they click on that button. So there's no fear of the unknown. So a couple of rules here. One, a confused mind doesn't buy. And that's why we want to be really clear, communicate at a third grade level, be very clear with the way that you communicate your message and exactly what that person's going to get. But also, a scared mind doesn't buy. And individuals are understandably, they're scared of the unknown. So make sure it's very clear what's going to happen once they click on that button. Does it take them to a form? Where does that form go? Does it take them to a booking calendar? Where does that booking calendar go? Make sure that they know that stuff so that they're not scared to click on the button. They know exactly where it's going to take them. All right. I'm sure there's other points in there. But that's where I'm going to leave it for now. As far as giving you an example for an ad that I've written, this is something that I'm going to go a little bit off memory here. But this is an example of what I would write as an ad using the formula and going after my target audience. So I missed this a little bit, but it also, to make sure that we're capping this all off, when you write to your audience, you're writing to the one individual. You're not writing to a group. You're writing to one person who's reading this that's going to connect with it. So if I was using this formula, step one being the headline, I might capture someone's attention by saying, let's say if I'm going after, in this case, I'm going to go after a mom. And I've probably, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, this is not going to be new to you, because mom is, when we're going to a cold audience, that's who our decision maker is for a family. So I go to a mom, or I'm targeting a mom on social media, and I'm saying, maybe the headline is number one place to bring your kids for an Okanagan summer vacation. So they're like, okay, what is this number one place to bring your kids for an Okanagan summer vacation? Step number two, I start by describing the problem. Oh, have you found it hard to find a vacation where you can let your kids roam free and you're not right next door to your neighbors? And all you want to do is sit down and read a book and relax. And yet you're always on edge because you're wondering where your kids are at and if they're in a safe environment. And then, so that's step number two, describing the problem. Step number three, the last thing you want to do is worry about where your kids are at and have that stress be an ever-present, I'm playing here a little bit, but have that stress be an ever-present worry on your entire vacation and never get a chance at any point to fully unwind. And then if I go into the consequences of that, so we're still on step number three, and if you never get to unwind, then really what was the point of taking the vacation in the first place? You might as well have stayed home. Number four, we introduce the solution. So the solution is, wouldn't it, or why not, let's say, why not look for a place that is private, that has lots of space for your kids to roam, provides actual opportunities for you to relax while the kids are busy playing with other children or preoccupied with activities at the resort. And allows you a chance to sit on your porch, read a book, and drink a glass of wine. Step number five, this is where I introduce, so step number four is where I introduce the solution. Step number five is where I introduce myself as the solution provider. So in this case, maybe X Resort has served over 10,000 families over the last 5 years. We have a 5-star review and we have an extremely high rebooking rate because we offer exactly that, something like that. And then to throw scarcity and urgency in there on that ad, I might say to make sure you get a spot, book by the end of February. Now, is there a reason they have to book by the end of February? No, there's no reason that they have to book by the end of February. It's just in there to throw a sense of urgency in there. To book a spot or to inquire about a spot, click the link below. So there's an example of how I would use that formula on the fly to put together an ad for my group. Was that perfect? No, it needs to be polished up, but that's an example of what that would look like. Would I write a different ad for our, the Moto adventures that we take around the world? Absolutely. I would. And I have, I've written those ads using the same formula, but I've written it to the guy that wants to go on an expedition in Kazakhstan. It's a very different way of writing it, but I still use the same formula to put that together. So if you're trying to capture someone's attention through ads, or you're building a sales page, and when I say sales page, what I mean by that is if you're a tour company, for the specific tour, that would be your sales page. If you're an accommodation provider, your sales page is going to be the individual accommodation. So for us, for instance, it might be our cabin page. And while I'm on that note, something that we did as an experiment that seems to be going really, really well, if you have accommodation, I have filmed videos for our cabins and I just give a cabin tour. So give a cabin tour. I try to be a little bit humorous in them to just capture attention so that people want to view a number of the cabins, get them engaged, hook them in. And then ultimately, obviously, the intention there is to get them to book a cabin with us. But you would be surprised at the number of individuals that have watched those videos and comment when they come, like, oh, I remember you. I remember you talking about this and this about the cabin. And that really helped me to make a decision with the booking. So if you do have accommodation, either yourself or somebody that is good on camera, get them to do a selfie video on their phone with the accommodation that you provide. It's something that we've seen be really effective on our sales page. And then right below that, you've got your call to action, right below the link to the videos. So hopefully that helps you. I really encourage you, if you've never used copywriting, if you've never heard of copywriting, if you're going to focus on any kind of marketing in your business and you've decided that that's the case, hey, I'm going to decide to do something with my marketing, you can decide to do social media, you can decide to do direct ads, you can decide to do partnerships, you can decide to get in tight with whatever, the hotels. In my opinion, the first thing that you should focus on is copywriting, because in copywriting, you will learn how to communicate that message, whether you're actually talking to the person or you're writing, it's the same thing. And it's going to get you indoors that you might not have otherwise. And it's going to get you in front of people and have them booking with you that you might not have otherwise. I would absolutely, and I do, I do often recommend to individuals that are starting marketing, focus on your copywriting first, focus on the sale and how to sell. Once you figure that out, then you go and focus on whatever else, your social media or focusing on partnerships or all of those things. And the reason I say that is because you can spend tons of time putting posts together on social media, but if no one's reading them, no one cares, then you're absolutely just wasting your time. So focus on copywriting as a foundational piece to your marketing, and then focus on everything else after that. All right. If you have any questions about this episode, I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at info@tourismmanagementacademy.com. And if you have any stories, if you have any wins from anything that you used in past episodes that have worked for you, I would absolutely love to hear from you as well. Love to feature you on the podcast and tell some of your stories. On that note as well, I'd like to get more tourism operators onto this podcast telling their stories. So if you're willing to tell your story, how you've used marketing to make a difference in your business, I would love to interview you, love to feature you to our audience. We have people listening from over 100 countries. We're getting pretty good downloads now in terms of the numbers. And if you want to share, if you want to contribute to this community, again, just write us at info@tourismmanagementacademy.com and we'll share you in the podcast. All right, that's all I've got for you guys this week. Glad you could make it out. Looking forward to seeing you in the next podcast. Cheers.